Well, we have the Upper Peninsula Young Professionals Conference. It is Tuesday, April 30th. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m., but don't let that scare you. We won't actually get started until 8:30. That's when our welcome starts, but we'll have a lovely breakfast and stuff people can have if they get there at 7:30. And it goes until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's at the Holiday Inn in Marquette, Michigan. We have some fabulous presenters coming. Our theme this year is Connect, Develop, Inspire, and Lead. And so all of the workshops that we have and the speakers we have are presenting around those four topics.
This conference seems like a great idea for any professionals, but with your organization, you're focusing it toward the younger sort of, I guess, up and coming folks in our business and commerce community. And it seems like that would be a good time to get some really good effective training.
Yes. Last year was our first year, and we had a lot. We had almost 200 people come to the conference, and again, we had a variety of topics, and the response was phenomenal. People loved it. There's nothing really like it in the Upper Peninsula. The closest Young Professionals Conference would be in Traverse City besides ours. So it's a great opportunity for people to come out and get that training that they really can't get anywhere else.
Ryan Numel is with us, also a board member with 40 Below. Let's talk a little bit about 40 Below. What is it exactly?
40 Below is a organization geared towards young professionals based out of Marquette County. We're actually called 40 Below Marquette County Young Professionals. The idea came around in 2009, it came to fruition in 2010, and consistently our membership has grown, well over 100 members as we speak here today. And it's a fun networking organization where we get together at least once a month, and we do things socializing, but we also do a lot of professional development things, such as a conference. And it's a great way for people to meet each other, also gain friendships and have fun with each other's families.
Yeah, who is it for? Is it open to all professionals, I guess, 40 and younger?
That'd be correct. That's hence the name 40 Below. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like it's had a good amount of success. If this is your second conference, you're a year or so into this, just out of curiosity, what are some of the folks or some of the businesses and folks that are represented in the group?
There's lots of organizations or companies that are participating in it. Some of our main sponsors this year are Michigan Tech. There's going to be a lot of young professionals coming down from the Houghton and Keweenaw area. We have some coming from Ironwood, Sault Ste. Marie, Escanaba. So there's going to be young professionals coming from all over. Besides Michigan Tech, Cleveland Cliffs, Rio Tinto, Northern Michigan University has been involved. A lot of support locally, TV6, Fox EP as well.
Victoria, from the standpoint of this conference, you said that the first one was last year. The idea kind of, it seems like a good, solid idea, but really successful enough to try it again. What's grown in this one?
I think we really considered the topics this year. Last year we had an exit survey when people left the conference to see how they felt about it, and the scores were off the charts. Everyone loved it. And so we asked for, what kind of topics do you want to see? What type of training do you want to get? And we got a lot of time management, attitude, social media, blogging, those type of topics. So we're making sure that those will be covered at this year's conference.
Well, it's open to everybody. Victoria, let's pick up with that. That you want to make sure that people know that the conference, while it is geared toward a certain demographic, if people show up, you're welcome to attend.
Absolutely. We aren't going to turn you away if you're over 40, and there are some great sessions that anyone could benefit from. All of our topics are pretty general. We even have like Best Buy coming in with some products to show how you can be connected with technology. We have things like connecting in the virtual world, writing a successful business plan, firing up finances and destroying debt. Just different topics that as young professionals, we are really interested in, but really anyone could benefit from learning about.
Ryan, I'm curious from your standpoint, when you look at this organization and having professionals of 40 years of age and younger, I'm sure a lot of times you'll get to a situation where, you know, the like I became one day, the old guy in the office with the stories wanting to pontificate about, you know, this is how it's supposed to be done. But I want to ask your opinion. How important is it for you to network with your own peers in your own age bracket? Because you know you're going to be this next generation that goes in.
Well, I guess we view ourselves as the future of our own communities, and it's a great value to network with each other because we all bring different ideas and different backgrounds to the table where we are constantly learning from that. It's broadened our horizons in many ways.
It seems like also with the membership that you've got a little bit of a representation from all across the board.
We do, definitely. And, you know, if you are interested in becoming a member, please go to our website, 40belowmqt.org. That's 40belowmqt.org.
Now, if people want to register for the conference, how can they get involved with that?
That's also at 40belowmqt.org. There will be a tab on the side that says Upper Peninsula Young Professionals Conference, and there's also a big Register Now button on the homepage, and you can click there. It is $65 to register, and that includes your breakfast and lunch and a networking reception that we'll be holding at Casa Calabria after the event, and the early check-in the night before. So lots of exciting stuff that you get for registering. It's going to be a great time.
It does sound like a great idea, especially for the future of our community. And again, you know, with the conference, anyone is welcome to attend.
Yes. We hope to see everyone there.
Ah, see, I like that. That's good attitude. Again, the website is
40belowmqt.org.